Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The chemistry between Tom Brady and Brandon Lloyd has been something to monitor ever since training camp. On Sunday night against the Jets, that chemistry wasn't there. However, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski had their best night of the season. In the first half, Lloyd was the intended receiver five times and didn't catch a single pass. And by the end of the game, he would only record one catch. Not the ideal stats for a receiver of Lloyd's capability. He's had some good games so far this season, and it appeared that he and Brady were getting into a rhythm. One could blame Brady, but there weren't many ways to explain Lloyd's inconsistency when he dropped the ball with hardly any pressure on him. However, Rob Gronkowski came up big for the offense. Even with the Jets defenders on him, he carried them a few more yards before they were able to even make a tackle. Gronkowski was Brady's go-to guy in the passing game and would be the team's leading receiver, making 6 out of 9 receptions. Brady had tunnel vision for number 87, and two of those successful catches were huge touchdowns for the Patriots.
Just got to be ready at all times, passing-wise, blocking-wise, and when your number's called, you just got to go out there and do your job. And when the ball's thrown to you, you got to catch it and protect it. And it was just going good, and everyone was doing a good job out there.
Despite a successful night for the Patriots and some big plays from the big tight end, there's no denying that the offense certainly didn't have one of their better nights. In the last minute of the game, when execution mattered the most, seemed to be when the offense was at its best, getting down the field easily to put the team in good enough field position to give them a chance to tie it up. So what was it that suddenly clicked offensively?
Well, we just went out and completed passes, got the run game going a little bit, and just everyone was just doing their job. O-line were doing good. Tom was putting the ball where it needed to be catched, and the receivers were making good plays. And so overall, we executed as an offense to get where we needed to kick that field goal.
The Patriots will spend the rest of this week practicing and getting ready for London, but that's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.